Good morning. Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. And Dr. Lisa will update us on biosecurity for warm weather. Dr. Lisa?
Thanks. As spring rolls over into summer, many seasonal activities are associated with the warm weather, such as the upcoming World Pork Expo, local and state fairs and shows, and even potential summer vacations. Emerging diseases and disease introduction is probably not the first thing you're thinking about during warm weather months, but it's always important to be prepared for and prevent an unwanted disease from entering into your herd. A focus on targeted biosecurity remains one of the easiest mechanisms and key mechanisms to prevent disease introduction, and those steps don't necessarily have to be complex to be beneficial. Warm weather activities do carry a different set of risks than those that we face in cold weather winter months. During the summer, there's potential for increased contact with pigs at other shows, fairs, expositions, and even if you do overseas travel. If any of these activities are in your plans, it's always a good idea to think about what you do for biosecurity on your farm and protect your herd, but still enjoy your summer. What can you do to maintain biosecurity? For example, take advantage of Mother Nature. Exposure to sunlight and the warm summer temperatures can help reduce pathogen load naturally. So, for example, it's important to take time to clean in and around the farm and let the warm temps and UV light from the sun help reduce that pathogen load. So cleaning chutes, other outdoor farm equipment, and allow them to dry naturally. It's also important to take advantage of no freezing temperatures when we look at cleaning and disinfection for transportation. However, even with warm weather, it still is important to be aware that truck cabs, boot boxes, and other areas can get contaminated in a truck and a trailer, and that leads to disease exposure. Especially important right now is be prepared for the unexpected. Spring can bring along unpredictable weather, so it's really important to have an emergency plan. For example, make sure that your curtain drops are operational and working, as well as alarms that alert in the event of a power outage. Use warm weather to perform routine maintenance on the farms. So some things like cleaning around mortality management structures and even composting, again, to help reduce the attraction for wildlife to come in. It's also important to do rodent baiting and, again, pick up feed spills so we're not attracting wildlife unnecessarily. But also, it's really important to clean out water lines because we know in the summer months, pigs are going to be drinking more water, and it's really important that they're working. However, key biosecurity is really to be safe around activities. So be safe around shows and expositions. Have downtime if you're going to a show before going back to your farm. Don't wear the same clothing and footwear that you wore outside the farm. Don't share equipment, but if you do, make sure you clean, dry, and disinfect anything coming back. A lot of these principles can happen when you're traveling abroad. So be aware of health threats in your region. Again, employ downtime and don't wear the same clothing and footwear that you wore abroad back into your farm. And it's also important to monitor for diseases because we expect them to be lower in the summer, but that's not always the case. In summary, while summer and warm weather can potentially signal a reduction in expected disease risks, and even in outbreaks, it's really important not to let your guard down. Maintain your vigilance for signs of disease and employ good sound biosecurity to prevent the unwanted introduction of a disease. Beware of disease activity in your area and abroad, which also can help you plan to maintain your biosecurity. For more information about biosecurity, monitoring resources, and other information such as disease fact sheets, go to swinehealth.org.
I think you were 2 seconds short, which is wonderful.
Okay.
Hang on a second.